News, Amit Thomason. In Maine, a suspected killer remains on the loose. Robert Card is wanted for two mass shootings. It killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine.
In Maine are now sheltering in place at home.
Public schools in Lewiston, Maine are closed for a second day today as police continue the search for 40-year-old Robert Card. On Thursday, doctor's offices and even grocery stores were closed in cities as far as 50 miles away from the shootings. Maine's largest city, Portland, closed its public buildings, and even officers along the U.S. border with Canada have been told to stay alert.
Also at srnnews.com, U.S. fighter jets launching airstrikes earlier today on two locations in eastern Syria, both linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. The strikes come in retaliation for a large number of drone and missile attacks against U.S. personnel in the region that began last week. Israel's defense minister says it does expect to launch a ground offensive in Gaza soon. He says it will be long and difficult, aims to destroy hundreds of miles of tunnels used by Hamas. Israel is not allowing fuel to enter Gaza because it believes Hamas will use it to power generators needed to ventilate those tunnels. Meanwhile, Hamas is holding more than 200 captives. A lot of people remain very concerned today about inflation and rising costs. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on the latest.
Americans responding to the AP poll say their income isn't keeping up with household expenses, and they're generally split on whether Republicans, 29%, or Democrats, 25%, are better suited to handle the problem. 3 in 10 say when it comes to inflation, they trust neither party to address it.
And this is SRN News. Another transgender lawsuit.
But this one is different. A young woman from Rhode Island is suing the doctors who gave her puberty-blocking hormones during her teen years so she could live as a boy. The Daily Wire quotes Isabel Ayala, who's now 20, as saying the doctors lied about the impact those drugs would have on her. She eventually quit the hormones cold turkey and abandoned the transgender lifestyle, but still lives with the physical and mental side effects of the treatment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, the total number of abortions in America rising slightly in the 12 months after the Supreme Court repealed Roe versus Wade. However, the abortion numbers fell to nearly zero in states that banned the procedure, while the numbers surged in the states that have removed all restrictions. The states with the biggest increases include Illinois, California, and New Mexico, where the government there controlled by the Democrats. This is SRN News. A former president warming up his old pitching arm. Here's Rich Thomason.
Former Rangers owner George W. Bush will throw out the ceremonial first pitch before Texas plays the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series opener tonight. This will be Mr. Bush's fourth World Series ceremonial first pitch, but his first before an opening game. Mr. Bush headed the group that bought the Rangers in 1998. And was general partner through November 1994 when he stepped down as he prepared to become Texas governor. Rich Thomason reporting.
Number of factors being blamed for an inland flow of salt water from the Gulf of Mexico into the Mississippi River. Salty water a problem for months for a number of low population communities in the southeastern tip of Louisiana. Looking at Wall Street at this hour, Dow Industrial's off 138 points. NASDAQ is ahead 137. More details at srnnews.com.